Track 13, and here's this week's sports news, starting with football. Newton Abbott Spurs made the announcement on social media last week that manager Mark Revel has decided to step down as first team manager at the end of the season after four incredible seasons at the helm. The club are firmly in the title race in the Walter C. Parsons SW Peninsula League Premier East, boasting numerous games in hand on the likes of Sidmouth Town and Columpton Rangers. Revel told the Mid-Devon Advertiser that it was one of the hardest decisions to make, but an easy decision too for my personal life. Given just how popular a figure he is at the Rec and in the local football community, it's hardly surprising to see so many people speaking so highly of him. One person wrote on Twitter, "Top manager, player and more importantly, bloke. Now to win the league and go with a bang," which is a strong summary of the general sentiments. Continuing with football news, Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police were unable to move further ahead of Newton Abbott Spurs in the Walter C. Parsons SW Peninsula League East standings when they visited a struggling Middlesoy Rovers side. Dan Mayle and AC Mead struck to earn the team from Somerset a fifth win of the campaign as they attempt to navigate themselves away from relegation worries. Newton Spurs had a week off, and so the Bees could have moved 5 points ahead of fourth place Newton. Instead, the gap remains at 2 points, and Spurs have a whopping 5 games in hand up their sleeve. The two other league games of the weekend pitted Torrington AFC against Tynmouth AFC and Torridgeside AFC against Honiton Town. Home ground troubles may be plaguing Tynmouth, but they were still able to come out on top here thanks to goals from Ryan Tressiter and substitute Harry Payne, and it ended 2-1. Meanwhile, there was a narrow DFL defeat for Ipplepen. A trio of fixtures were postponed on Saturday, February the 22nd, in the Devon Football League, but Ipplepen Athletics' trip to the University of Exeter was not one of them. The struggling Pens paid the uni side a visit, and there was only a single goal in it in favour of the hosts at Exwick Sports Hub. Buckland Athletic enjoyed celebrations on and off the pitch at Homer's Heath on Saturday. The club debuted their Forever Yellow Day to great success, with 328 people in attendance for the latest Western Football League outing. These punters were justly rewarded as Dan Hart's side earned the 3 points, courtesy of two first-half goals. This keeps Buckland in fourth in the table, with third-place Brixham AFC and fifth-place Barnstaple Town both winning as well, beating Poulton Rovers and Saltash United respectively. The South Devon Football League management issuing a wet weather protocol for the third time this season. The signs for any games being played on grass pitches looked ominous last weekend. Three clubs that were exceptions to this were Buckfastleigh Rangers, Barton Athletic and Kingstainton Athletic, where somehow the ground staff managed to beat the weather and prepare their pitches for play. A massive well done goes to them. However, on the flip side, those teams that play on artificial pitches are wondering what all the fuss is about. And it remains very tight at the top of Division 1, with the top four still having to play each other. So there are some great games to look forward to as the season reaches its peak. Moving on to hockey. England Hockey National League Conference West, Ashmore Men's First 11 2, Fareham Men's First 11 0. Ashmore Men's First Team were aiming to get back to winning ways after a creditable draw with second place Clifton Robinsons at their last home match. The Fareham defence could do nothing to prevent Ashmore from taking a deserved lead just 5 minutes before half-time, and after the interval, Fareham were determined to equalise and had a goal disallowed. But then early in the first quarter, Ashmore struck another great team goal. The team are now within 3 points of third place in the league and will be aiming to do the double over the Hawks when they travel to Oxford for this Sunday's feature. Meanwhile, the Teambridge Trotters were in action from London to Wokingham to Seville recently. There was a Trotters posse in action over in Spain. They went to the Seville Marathon for some sunshine and a good fast marathon course. Runners get to see some sights, such as the very impressive Plaza de España. Water stations were a bit traumatic, but otherwise it was well organised. It did heat up in the latter stages, and that did impact some of the runners, but some great results were achieved. Debbie Elphick ran a 3:32.23 personal best, and Ben Elphick did a 3:21.49, another personal best. It was a great course in a beautiful city, and the warmer weather came as a little shock to the system, having done all the training in freezing conditions. Everyone did well. And that concludes the sports news for this week.